Dementability is a new emotion-based care model that is a person-centered program focusing on enhancing the dementia journey. H.J. McFarland Memorial Home is an 84-bed long-term care facility in Picton, Ontario, built in 1975. It is one of only 17 homes in Ontario to be awarded provincial funding to implement the dementability approach to the care of dementia and cognitively impaired residents. The innovative program focuses on the whole person, where needs, interests and abilities are connected to body, mind, and spirit. Danielle Preston is passionate about her work as recreation supervisor at McFarland and is excited about the construction of the new 160-bed facility to open in 2027. Danielle talks about dementability.
Our home is transitioning to a dementability model of care. And so when we're in the process of redeveloping, so by summer of 2027, our home is doubling in size, moving just a couple hundred feet that way. And so with that transition, we wanted to create a model of care that went with us. The ministry about a year ago decided that they wanted to put something out there saying homes need to transition to an emotion-based model of care. So we were kind of already doing that without the ministry saying you needed to do it. And then the ministry said, we need homes to have an emotion-based model of care. And so they opened up an opportunity for homes to apply for funding. They received, in the first round, they received over 300 applicants and only 17 homes were awarded that funding. And so, yes, we were one of 17 that got approved for, it was the IDCP funding, which is Improving Dementia Care Program. And so, yes, we were able to then also fund kind of the ideas that we were already trying to implement.
Now, the people that are involved with this program, is there a type of dementia that...
No.
It's focused on?
No. No. So, and the great thing about dementability is, yes, primarily the focus is for people living with dementia, any form of dementia, but the principles can be applied to anyone. So the principle really is just, who is the person? It's person-centered. What do we know about the person? And how can we integrate that into their care? So even without dementia, you can still apply it to any resident that's living in long-term care. There's been a significant shift over the last kind of 5 to 10 years with the residents that are moving into long-term care. And we're seeing a lot of other diagnoses that are not dementia. Over 83% of our population still has a cognitive impairment, but we are seeing a lot of dual diagnosis, mental health, addiction, that has been moving in. And so because this model of care is just person-centered, we are able to apply it to those that are living without a dementia as well.
What type of activities are you targeting?
So the biggest kind of focus first was education. And so Dementability is a two-day course, and I am a trained facilitator. And so that was also one of the benefits of doing this model of care, is we didn't have to rely on someone external to come in. And so we've been able to train 92% of our staff, because when you are trying to make change, the biggest thing is having people understand the how and the why, right? And so with having the majority of our team trained in the reason and the understanding, it makes change a little bit easier. And so what we've been able to do is we've modified our environment. And so one of the big principles around dementability is making it look, feel, and smell like home, and having people live with purpose, meaning, and joy. And so what we've done is we were able to put out lots of engagement and activity kits that are available in every home area and in kind of the common living spaces, so that there's something for people to engage with. Staff still often have to kind of get it out and get them going, but it's there and available and accessible. And then we also put out kind of these centers for lack of a better word, where there's like a desk that they can sit and do work at. There's a bassinet where there's a baby available that they can engage in tasks that have purpose and things that are familiar to them. So when you have dementia, you often aren't living in the current reality. You often see that you kind of revert back through the memories. And so a lot of the people, even though they might be in their 80s, in their mind, they're still taking care of their children or going to work every day or need to make dinner, right? And so we're trying to recreate those opportunities for them to have that engagement in the home so that they're living with purpose, meaning, and joy. The other big thing that we're really trying to do is build a sense of community, not just within the home, but we, over the last couple years, Dion has been really instrumental in trying to bring the community in, right? Like, especially for Picton, it's a small rural community. A lot of these, the people that end up coming into long-term care belong to different community groups, right? Like, they might go to your line dancing class for 10 years, and then all of a sudden, those people that they saw every Tuesday night, they no longer see them, right? And so moving into long-term care is you experience a lot of loss, especially if you have a dementia, right? Because then you don't understand. Your body recognizes that something is different and your brain recognizes that something is different, but it doesn't know what, right? And those routines and habits that you've had for 20, 30, 40 years, those are ingrained in you. And so we are really trying to let the community know, like, long-term care is not a scary place. Like, come on in. Our doors are open, right? We've done a lot of work trying to get community groups to come here and host some events. Baxter Arts hosted some paint nights here for a year with us. We've done the last 2-3 years, done like a big community day where we've had inflatables for the kids and games for the kids and barbecues, trying to get the community to know, like, we are part of the community and want them to see this as an extension of a home, right? So that people want to come here and visit with the people that they saw every Wednesday night at their yoga group, right? Just because, yes, long-term care is often a lot of people's last stop, but it doesn't mean that it has to be sad, right? And so we're really just trying to make this the best of their days. If we have a couple moments that bring them a smile or a memory for a family member, right? Like, then we feel like we're doing a good job, right? It doesn't have to end here, right? It can still be something very beautiful, meeting them where they're at, knowing who they are as a person, and then providing care that meets that need.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.